In general, the Tibetan epistemological tradition enumerates a sevenfold typology of mental states: direct perception, inferential cognition, subsequent cognition, correct assumption, inattentive perception, doubt, and distorted cognition. Young monks must learn the definitions of these seven mental states and their complex interrelations. The benefit of studying these states is that by knowing them, one can become much more sensitive to the range and complexity of one's subjective experience. Being familiar with these states makes the study of consciousness more manageable. Much later in my education came the study of Buddhist psychology as it is systematized by the great Indian thinkers Asanga and Vasubandhu. Today, many of the works of these authors have been lost in Sanskrit, but thanks to the great efforts of generations of Tibetan translators and their Indian collaborators, they survive in Tibetan. According to some of my Indian friends who are experts in Sanskrit, the Tibetan translations of these Indian classics are so accurate that one can almost imagine what the original Sanskrit text must have looked like. Asanga's Compendium of Higher Knowledge and his younger brother's Treasury of Higher Knowledge, the latter is extant in Sanskrit, while only fragments of the first survive in its Sanskrit original, became primers on Buddhist psychology in Tibet from a very early stage. They are recognized as the root texts of what the Tibetan tradition refers to as the higher Abhidharma school of Asanga and the lower Abhidharma school of Vasubandhu. It is on the basis of these texts that my knowledge of the nature, classification, and functions of mental processes is principally grounded.